Irene, then. I believe that's Irene.
I don't as long. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, after Lum and Abner failed to get anywhere with the magazine article they had been requested to write, author Lum took his pencil and went home to write it as he thought it should be done, which probably meant 3 pages describing the number of feet of snow he walked barefooted through as a small boy. Now all they need is some photographs to accompany the article. As we look in our little community today, we find Abner in the Jot 'em Down store and library. Lum is just handling.
Yeah, morning, Abner.
Oh, well, morning, Lum. Say, there was a telephone call for you. Well, for the land, say, what's the matter, Lum?
Matter? Ain't nothing the matter, why?
You look scared.
Scared?
Yeah, Oh, wait a minute. I see what it is. You got a haircut, didn't you?
Yeah, it just comes from the barbershop now. How could you tell?
Well, I just sort of looked at you there. Never know what had happened exactly. It looked like a bunch of Indians been working on you with a tomahawk.
Don't it look all right?
Well, it looks all right, I reckon. You sure got your ears set out, though. I'll say that for you.
Well, Mose Moots has raised his prices since the war started, so I just want to be sure I got my money's worth out of this haircut.
Oh, well, I don't blame you, now. I believe you got a little of the best of the bargain, old Lum. Fact is, you might not overdid it just a little.
Well, I might have. Noticed my hat sort of jiggled down and rested on my ears, but I believe I can put some paper inside the hat band and make it stay up to where it belongs.
Yeah, fold up a good big newspaper or some lamp wicks will do it.
You say there was a telephone call for me?
Yeah, Morris Hanson, a photographer, called. Said you could see him this morning instead of this afternoon or something like that.
Oh, well, good. Good for Mort.
Well, what do you want to see him for?
Well, to get my picture taken. Natural.
Picture taken?
Why, sure. That's what I got this haircut for.
Oh, you going to disguise yourself?
No, I finished that article for the magazine last night, so now all we need is some photographs of ourselves to send along with it.
Oh, sure. Well, I know that, but I never knowed we had to have new ones. I just brung along a batch of old ones we had kicking around the house there. Ain't them good enough?
Oh, no. Don't forget, this is a modern, up-to-the-date magazine this article's going to be printed in.
Sure, huh?
Of course it is. Now, you better come along with me over to Mort's place and get your picture took, too.
Oh, Lum, I believe some of these I got here are plenty good enough. Here, let me show them to you, Lum. Right here. Here. Look at this one here. Here's one showing me in my baseball suit. Look at that.
I ain't got time to look at them now, Abner. Mort's over there waiting for me.
Well, now, wait a minute, Lum. Look at
I'll
this
look
one.
At them later, Abner. If you change your mind, call up over there. Wait a minute. What did I do with that?
Huh?
Was I carrying a bundle whenever I come in just now?
No. You weren't carrying nothing.
Things, I wonder if I left it down at the barbershop. I better call Mose and see.
Now, what was in the bundle, Lum?
Oh, just a coat for my Sunday suit and some stuff.
No.
I'm going to put that on while I'm having my picture took.
Just a coat? Ain't you going to wear no britches?
My head and shoulders is all that's going to be in the picture. Hello?
Oh.
Is that you, Mose? This is Lum. Say, did I leave a bundle there at the barber shop just now? Oh, well, good. I feared I'd lost it. Well, I'll come down and... Huh? Oh, is Cedric there? Yeah, send him up with it. That's a better idea. Yeah, well, all right, Mose. Much obliged. Goodbye.
Look here. Here's one where I was wearing my first straw hat. Look here. Mm-hmm. Look there, it had a string on it to keep it from blowing away. Look at it, Lum.
What's that you're saying there? Oh, mandolin.
Oh, yeah. That was when I joined the Elite Boating and Mandolin Club.
You're holding that mandolin upside down. Do you know that?
Oh.
Yeah. How could you play it that way?
Oh, well, oh, me, I never actually played the thing.
Well, what was you doing carrying it?
Well, we just sort of kept that mandolin around the club bar so we could have a photograph taken with it, you know, all the boys.
For goodness sake.
I never did know exactly why we done it, but every fella done it.
Folks had a lot of silly ideas in them days.
Yeah.
Wish they did could hurry up.
I know it long. Look at this in here.
I ain't got time now, Evan.
Well, this one's got you in it, though. Look here.
Me?
Yeah, got you there, right there.
Oh, for the land's sake. Danny, wonder how long ago that was.
Oh, I don't know. Is that some picnic, though? I recollect that.
Yeah, that was the annual picnic over Cherry Hill, recollect?
Yeah, you got one of them cornucopias of cotton candy in your hand, I see.
Yeah.
That's where it was, I believe. Yeah. Cherry Hill picnic, yes, sir.
Danny, that was a pretty handsome fella in them days, wasn't it?
Who's that girl standing there twixt me and you, Long?
Well, don't you recollect? That's Bessie Elwood.
Is that her?
That's her. That's old Bess. You sure as
well. Well, I do know. Doggies, I never even recognized her in that outfit. Look at them clothes.
That's her, all right. There was a fine girl, that Bessie.
Oh, yeah, I reckon so. You were sort of sweet on her long about him, weren't you?
Yeah, I don't know. I reckon I was.
Oh, you smart at her quite regularly.
You know, Abner, I've thought about it a lot of times. There's a woman I ought to marry, do.
Bessie?
Yeah, I ought to marry her and settle down.
Well, why didn't you?
Oh, I don't know. Mostly because I didn't want to settle down, I reckon. When I was a young fella, I was always getting big ideas. I thought I'd set out to be a city fella and go to New York and all that stuff.
So, when you was young, you got big ideas, huh?
Yeah. I'm glad I got over there.
Yeah.
Looks like young fellas just ain't got no sense, are they?
No, they're sort of scatterbrained.
Wonder if Bessie's still living over in Hot Springs.
No. She moved to Little Rock. Elizabeth had a hearing from her not long ago. She's got a boy in the army now.
She has?
Mm-hmm. According to the letter.
Okay. She got a boy that old?
Yeah, that don't seem
possible, hardly.
No, it sure don't. Time sure flies. But he's in it, all right. He even went clean across the ocean, according to that. I've been over there for several months now.
Right.
Fine country.
When you go home tonight, Abner, see if Bessie wrote down his address in the place. I want to write him a letter.
A letter?
Yeah.
Why, you don't know him long.
No, but I know his mama.
Oh, yeah.
Besides, it don't matter how good you know a boy in the army. It's a good idea to write to him anyways.
I reckon so.
There ain't nothing a boy in the service likes to get better than a letter from back home.
Like to get letters.
Yeah, when the mailman's there and they're handing out the letters in camp. There's just one fella don't get none. He's got an awful empty feeling inside of himself.
Oh, sure, now.
All the other boys happy and running off in the corner to read them.
Yeah.
Get the news from home and then... He got nothing.
No, that's a shame. It sure is.
You know, I figure it's the least we can do for them fellas is fighting our battles to write letters to them.
Yeah, so good, I'll write him too. Fact is, I believe I'll write old Ernest Macmillan. There's a fine boy.
Yeah,
you know
that's
what?
A good idea.
Get little Pearl to write some of the fellas too.
Yeah, that's another.
He loves to write letters, you know.
Got any other pictures there, Emma?
Oh, yeah. Hold that somehow. Let's see here. Oh, look here. Here's another new one. Look here, right there.
Oh, there
she is. I believe now that was when you got that job selling bottles of bluing.
Oh, it was lemon and vanilla extract, not bluing.
Yeah, whatever it was, you peddling something around here. Yeah, don't just look at that collar you're wearing. If that ain't a scream.
What's wrong with that collar?
Well, nothing, except it just looks so funny. How bad do you have things 2 foot high?
Why, it ain't no such a thing. It ain't over 4 inches high. It's a perfectly good, stylish celluloid collar.
Yeah, look at that there polka dot tie at there. Bow tie. That's the silliest looking one thing I ever seen in my whole life.
Abner, stop that silly laugh. That's a good-looking bow tie.
Oh, I'd love to have one of them to wear at a Halloween party now.
Well, howdy.
Oh, well, howdy, Granddad.
Granddad, here.
Hey, come here if you want to see something funny looking, Granddad.
Abner, don't show that around.
Hey, look at this picture here. Did you ever see anything as old-timey looking in your life?
I see.
Right there, look there.
Well, who is it?
Huh?
Who's this skinny fella here?
Why, that's long time ago.
Well, I wonder. Look at that collar he's wearing.
Polka dot bow tie.
Time sure changed.
Oh, yeah.
Thought it wouldn't be sort of dome fight with them things on now, would it?
I can't fight neither.
All right, all right. Let's just cut out all this giggling. There ain't nothing that tastes funny, I know.
Hey, Grandpap, wouldn't you like to have that outfit to wear to a Halloween party?
That's a good one.
Oh, I'd love to have that.
Wonderful, Waddle.
Oh, well, howdy. Come in, Cedric. I got something to show you here, Cedric.
Now, don't show him that picture.
Hey, come here, Cedric.
Now, don't do it, Cedric. Just give me that bundle of clothes. It's about time you got here.
Yes, Mom. Wait, I better see if everything's here, though.
No, it don't matter. Don't unwrap that now.
But I dropped it once, and I might have lost something.
No, I know you never lost nothing. Just give it to me the way it is.
Yes, Mom.
And much obliged to you for bringing it up. Say, Abner, if Mort calls, tell him I'll be a little late for my photograph appointment. I got to go home first.
Go home? Well, I thought you'd bring that stuff along with you so you wouldn't have to go home.
Just tell him what I said. I'll see you later. So long.
So long. Hey. What's making him act that way now?
Well, did I do something to make him mad, Rickon?
Oh, no, sir. I guess me and Grandpa Plaffin's his picture sort of got his
joke. Yeah, why
not? What picture?
Oh, listen here. Look here, Cedric. That mom has that funny collar and tie on. Did you ever see anything like that before in your whole life?
Yes, Mom, I believe I did about 5 minutes ago.
Huh?
That there's the same collar and bow tie that was wrapped up in Mr. Lum's coat just now.